Good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina. How is everybody doing? Well, one thing for sure, whoo, this is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Hello, somebody. I am too happy, okay? So welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina, plus time to time special guests. Psychics will be joining us. The show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator, of course, is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or, you know, validate past readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from the heart. If your phone is blocked with a 111, you may get disconnected. Please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, me and Nina do. All right. For an intimate reading or a one-on-one contact with me and Nina, go to our webpage, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you can send us a message on Nina's page at Facebook or either our show page, The Essence of Success Network, on Facebook, and we'll get it. So know that we care. We do pray for all of you. And Nina seems Reiki healing as well. So thank you for joining and supporting our weekly free psychic readings every Sunday show. And don't forget, we also do a show on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Okay, I'm going to bring in my co-host. Good afternoon, Nina.
Good afternoon, Miss Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm back. It's been a while, I know. But Happy New Year. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. And I hope the year has started off well for you. I know Mercury retrograde has been playing havoc with my life, and I hope it hasn't been doing the same to yours. I know Linus has been having some problems as well. So, yeah, thank goodness retrograde's over, or nearly over.
Yeah, today is the last day. In fact, starting yesterday, for the next 7 days, all nine planets are direct. So this is a good time this week, folks, to start those new beginnings or initiate whatever that you'd like to come about in your life. Go ahead, Nina. I just wanted to throw that in there.
One birthday anyways. A happy belated birthday to my brother-in-law, Ron. I hope you had a great birthday yesterday. Sorry, I forgot. This old age and sometimers really gets to me sometimes.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Other than that, I have nothing else. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I have happy birthday to my cousin Janine, and this week, happy birthday to me on Friday. Happy birthday to my nephew David. Happy birthday to a good friend of the family, Ed, is all this week. And yes, my birthday is Friday the 13th. And you know what? It's always lucky. I'm telling you, anytime Friday the 13th, it's a lucky day for me. Something just very good always happens. I mean, I have a Chester Cat smile on my face. I don't know what it's going to bring, but I know it's going to be good. So, anyway, yes.
It's Lennis on Friday. And just to let you know, 13 is my lucky number.
Oh, it is. Well, it's always been mine.
There you go.
Yep, always been mine. I just, boy, when I saw that my birthday fell on Friday the 13th, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a very good birthday this year. But you know what? I'm going to say this now because I have posted on Facebook, how was I going to enjoy my birthday this year? And so after praying last night for about an hour, I decided instead of going out to dinner or to the movies and stuff like that, I said, for my birthday this year, this is the gift that I want. People to either give $5, $10, $15, $20, clothing, or either little intimate bags, which toothpaste, deodorant, and so forth, to the homeless. It's cold out there, y'all. And for some people, they don't know about a birthday. They could care less about a birthday. But that is my gift that I want people to do. Instead of giving me gifts, go to your charitable organization, your homeless organizations, and donate. That's the birthday gift that I want this year. And that, to me, is more than any gifts, more than money, because you're helping your fellow human being, and especially people that are homeless for whatever reason and circumstances in their life. So I will be posting that on my Facebook page, but that's what I want this year, is for you to do that, not in my name, but just do it as when you do it, you're thinking about me. This is for Lennis for her birthday. I'm going to help a homeless person out, whether it's with clothing, with money, or like I said, even a little small intimate bag with items in there to help them. So that's
all right.
That's what I want to do this year.
I have done that for you then.
Yes, you have. You've been doing it, matter of fact. You've been doing it. But, yeah, that's what I want for my birthday, is to help the homeless people. That's
all right.
The best gift.
All right. Happy birthday to you, because I help them all the time.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, you guys, I almost forgot. Jesus. You know what? I did the horoscopes for January. Oh, God, let me go in there real quick. I almost forgot since we've been off for vacation as well as, you know, sickness and other things, that I would read them this Sunday. And just give me a minute here. Type it up. So sorry. Okay. And I forgot, yeah, for the new year, huh? Find out what's going on. The last time I posted was about Mercury retrograde and how it would affect us. So, okay, this is the beginning. After the horoscopes, we will start the readings. So this is your January 2017 horoscopes. Now, the outline is this. Once you make a decision or decide upon a goal, make a commitment to it and let nothing divert you from it or keep you from attaining it. And this is the week. Recognize the patterns that have sabotaged you in the past. Cut them off. This is a gestation period. Changes are taking place on the inner plane, and at the appropriate time, these new energies will be released and you will spring back into full force. Visualize the desired results as an accomplished fact and act as if you already what you want to be, and you shall be. Help will come if you need it, and things are going to turn out quite differently than you anticipated. You can also expect a pleasant surprise or two this month. Okay, so that's the outline. Okay, now here's the horoscopes. Aries, now is not the time. Stop, think, listen to yourself first, Aries. The move is coming, Aries, quicker than you thought. That is okay. Budget changes at work will work out in your behalf. The universe is telling you, Aries, it's time. Just be cautious in your conclusions. Taurus, being stubborn will get you nowhere, so stop it, Taurus. You may be the bull, but baby, you ain't the only one in the field of dreams. Lighten up, Taurus. All will work out for the best. Learn to give in sometimes. They may just like you. Gemini, well, here we go. New year, new development, spiritual, mental, and physical. All is good, Gemini, even if we don't always understand it. Reach out, Gemini, and touch somebody. There are so many folks this year that you will be interacting with. Share the knowledge and the good news. Cancer, booyah! Yep, this is your year, Cancer. Get going. Let folks know where you stand. So many things coming up this year. Talk about busy. You will be, Cancer. Just remember to take time out and love you. So busy helping everyone else. Don't forget about loving yourself, Cancer. Leo, know when to hold them, know when to let that shit go, Leo. It's time to walk away and cut your losses. Mercury retrograde has not been good to you these past few weeks. It's been a wake-up call. Matter of fact, you know this, Leo. Do what is necessary to give you a peace of mind. Look at self before you condemn someone else. Virgo, check your health. It's a new beginning this January. Just make sure all checkups are done from the rooter to the tutor. Try to be more calmer in your daily life. Stress will truly work against you this year. Your health will not tolerate it anymore. Do something special each week, Virgo, to help you relax and enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Love you more. Libra, well, I think you have cornered the market on balance this month. Folks will be coming to you for information on how to handle certain challenges. Your sparkling personality will assist all. Know your limits of understanding. Don't take on more than you can handle. January will be a good month for you, Libra. Scorpio, henceforth and forevermore, love you. Yes, things in life can be cumbersome. So what? Nothing you can't handle. People are looking at you for guidance, teaching, and learning this month, Scorpio. Open that vast knowledge of storage to help the needy, not the greedy. Sagittarius, slow down. You're moving so fast, the planets can't keep up. All will be done in a timely fashion. What you desire and create is coming to you. Yes, patience is a virtue, but do your prayers ever come back unanswered, Sagittarius? I didn't think so. Take time, get a full understanding of the situation, yin and yang, before pouncing. Your help is needed and deserved. Capricorn, enrich your soul, Cappy. The year might have ended on a weird note, yet the beginning is all sunlight and smiles. We hear you and obey. All is okay. Keep looking up. It's coming quicker than you think. Get ready, Cappy. This is your year to shine like the sun. Aquarius, concerned about your health, please get your formal health checkup as soon as possible. At least get it done after January 8th. Money will be flowing for you this year, Aquarius. Romance and marriage coming up this year. Get ready for a true, abiding love for you. Pisces, time for both fishes to start swimming in the same direction, don't you think? You can't hide anymore. Throwing a rock and covering your hand just won't do it anymore, Pisces. We see you, Mr. and Ms. Pisces. You are a spiritual being, highly intelligent, brilliant on logical issues. So why are you playing games with your life? Step up and step out and do the damn thing. You know who you are, so tell yourself, changes are coming quickly, and I'm ready for the change. Thank you. Okay, and that is your horoscopes for January 2017. Okay, are we ready now for our readings, Miss Nina?
Yes, I think we are ready.
Okay, so our first call up for today is area code 412. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Welcome to the show. And who is this?
Hi, my name is Keisha. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year to you, Keisha, and welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Glad to hear it. So what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I wanted to know what you guys seen coming up for my love life.
Oh, okay. Stop letting somebody stress you. I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side. So who's ever stressing you, let it go. It's not.
Okay.
They're telling me it's not worth it. Just let it go.
Okay.
You know, like say a prayer, God bless them, and see ya, don't want to be ya. Okay, you understand. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, romance. Gentleman caller. This man is calling you on the phone. It looks like he might have been at a distance, Keisha, but for some reason he's getting back in touch with you. Somebody maybe from school, college, or a past job that you might have worked at. You were friends, but not like real tight friends. But some reason he's calling you to get wants to get in touch back with you. Carl. You know who a Carl is?
Mm-mm.
C-A-R-L? Okay, they're telling me the name Carl. Yeah, he wants to get back in touch with you. He's calling you. It's not a physical scene. He's calling you on the phone, so he has your number. The angels are saying just see where it goes. See where it goes.
Okay.
You may not remember him at first, so he's going to have to explain to you who he is again, and then he'll come to you. But I see him within 2 weeks. You're going to get this phone call.
Okay.
In fact, they're showing me now he's going to call you on a Friday. I'm seeing it. He's going to call you
okay.
on a Friday, and you are going to truly be surprised. Wow. I said that, too, in my horoscope readings that, you know, there would be some surprises this month. But you're going to be surprised to hear from him. But you know what? It looks like now he's single, divorced. He don't have any kids yet. He still don't have any children. But anyway, he's divorced, and you're on his mind, and he decided to give you a call to reconnect. Interesting. Yeah. So when you get a call 2 weeks from now on a Friday from this guy, go for it. I said go for it. You never know.
Okay.
He might be bringing something to the table that he couldn't have before, but now he can be more of what you're looking for in a relationship. And I see this also, Keisha, as being a long-term relationship. So this is not a happenstance or something just hi and goodbye. Like, no, he really wants to get with you. Okay?
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so I see it's coming up. You're going to have a good year this year, too. I see
okay.
clouds around you, and they're real bright all around your head. But they're real bright clouds. Like, you know, when the sun comes out, and the rays are showing
mm-hmm.
through the clouds. So I told you, you're going to have a good year this year. So
okay.
just remember, keep loving you, girlfriend. Love me,
okay.
love me some Keisha. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a good day. And thanks for calling.
Okay, and you also.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, next call. Area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Happy New Year. It's Amara.
Hi, Amara. How are you? And Happy New Year's to you, too.
Good, good. I am curious. I have a specific question. I'm actually meeting somebody for coffee on a couple of days from now. So Mercury in retrograde, it's direct, so that's good with communication. I am actually going to, I want to express how I feel, my feelings for him. So I was wondering what you, any insight from what you gather from this meeting.
Oh, okay. What's his first name? That's all I need.
Oh, it's just a J. J.
J, J-A-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, he's a happy person. Whoa. I'm just grinning. I am. I'm just grinning. The first one, I said J, and I just started grinning. So he's a happy being. That's all good. Let's see. What's going to happen? Well, he's definitely going to have you laughing. He's kind of a jokester. You know what I mean? Like he's charismatic, outgoing type individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll have you laughing in your meeting. And you know what? He's looking. He's ready for a relationship. Your timing
okay.
could not have been more perfect. He is ready for a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he wants to take this to, and let me tell you, don't let him push you. Now, I see him wanting to move kind of fast, a little intense there, Jay. Almost feel like a little controlling, but not, but, you know, a little intense. So just tell him, slow your roll, go day by day, and enjoy one another. But I just see him being just a little intense, like, you know, he really wants, let's get together, let's date, let's do this, let's blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, you know, like, whoa, hold up. Okay. So,
yeah.
He's very
no,
much,
I
very much
that
interested.
Way. Is he? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's gonna
he's
be
very much interested.
Because it was just, he's just so, he's reserved in a lot of ways, too. So I wasn't. It's been a while. I've been contemplating all of December, and it just hit me. I'm like, I need to do this. I need to tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, do. You'll be surprised. He's going to come on strong, girlfriend. I'm letting you know now, so be prepared. He's going to come on strong. He'll have you laughing, but when you two start talking kind of seriously, you know, about what you're looking for, your goals, and where do
yes.
you want this relationship to go, then he'll become a little intense. So like I'm saying, just tell him, you know, slow your roll, you know, day to day, we'll talk to each other,
yes.
we'll see each other, blah, 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 but we
right.
ain't getting married tomorrow at the JP.
Or
that, that ain't
yeah,
happening
yeah, yeah.
that quick. Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay.
And I don't want
I
that
feel
either.
He's a good
I'm
guy.
Take it slow. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel he's a good guy. I'm just getting good feelings off his spirit. Happy. Happy, happy,
awesome.
Happy. Yeah, so evidently his life has turned around for the better as well, you know. So, yeah, so this is the time. Your timing's
it's
good,
awesome.
Girlfriend. Go for it.
Well, Mercury is out of retrograde, and I was that's what I was waiting. I needed to reflect. I need to be clear with my thoughts. I actually wrote down what I'm going to say. I wrote him a letter. So
okay.
I'm going to read it aloud. Yeah, that's what I'm
okay.
doing.
Okay. Well,
to
that's good.
Yeah, just to get my thoughts clear, and there's no, there's nothing that I missed, so to speak. I want to say what I need. I want to get everything out there, you know, and not go crazy, but just the important things that I need to say. Sometimes you forget if you're kind of like free flow, so that's why I
yep.
wrote it. Yeah.
And there's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that. That's beautiful. You know, sometimes
yeah.
we need to do that so we don't miss some valid points that we want to, you know, express. How we feel.
Exactly.
So, but doing this is what's pulling him that much closer to you. It's like, oh, God, I'm glad she's saying this. I'm so glad to hear, you know. So, yeah. Yeah. You got to call
cool.
me next Sunday and let me know how this went because I feel really
I
good
will.
About this meeting. Yeah.
I will.
I feel really good about this. So call me and let me know, but I'm sure it's going to go well. I'm sure
Aww.
It's going to go well.
Thank you. Thank you. I deserve this.
Oh.
We all do. We deserve the best and nothing less, for sure.
Amen. Amen,
yeah.
sister.
Happy
100.
Birthday.
You got me. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be turning 68. Can you believe it?
No
I don't
way.
Sound like it, and I don't look like it. I look like I'm in my 50s, but I'll be turning 68. But that's okay. God is good.
No way. Wow. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
God is good. Amen. 68. Amen.
68 young. 68 young, that's for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
good
you.
Talking to you. Thank you,
you
so
too,
much.
You too. You have a wonderful week, and have a blessed, blessed evening with Jay. Okay?
Thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
thank you for calling. Okay. There we go. Oh, wait a minute. I'm so computer savvy.
It's okay. I got it.
Okay, there we go.
Area code 310.
Yes, 310. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Happy New Year. This is Brittany speaking.
Happy New Year to you, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing fabulous. This Mercury retrograde has been quite interesting in the beginning of the year. I am actually going through like a rift between me and my boyfriend, my love, my beloved. And I wanted to know if you see us actually reconciling and moving forward in a positive direction.
Oh, okay, Brittany. What's his first name?
The first initial is D, as in David.
Okay. Why? You don't want to tell me what his first name is?
Yeah, I kind of want
to. That helps. Okay. The name helps. It's better than just the initial, but okay, I'll try and
Dwayne.
Work with D.
It's Dwayne.
Okay, good enough. Okay, stop. My son's name is Dwayne. Will you quit it? Okay. Oh, yeah. Girlfriend, it was Mercury retrograde. The
okay.
angels are telling me right now. That's what it was, yeah. Miscommunication. Oh, yeah. Whew, kind of chaotic, matter of fact. Because I see you both, like, gritting your teeth. It just, I tell you, this Mercury retrograde was a real pip, y'all. It was a pip. The last one of the year, and I tell you, it brought it. Yeah. Yeah, you two will get back together. Let me concentrate more on him. Yeah, he's just not understanding. He's kind of in a confused state a little bit. That's just miscommunication. You two sit down and talk. It'll be okay because he still cares. In fact, he loves you. Yeah, he loves you. So it's just communication. Nina, what are you picking up on this?
That he's a little mad, but he'll get over it and everything will be fine.
Yeah, yep. That's what I got too. It's just during Mercury retrograde. Yeah.
I'm kind of like, do you see him reaching out anytime soon?
No, you're
no.
calling. You're
yep.
calling.
He's too stubborn.
You call. Yep. So you call him, Brittany.
Okay.
Have dinner together or a cup of coffee or tea or something and sit and talk, and then you two will be all right. Yep. It's nothing that's going to separate you two permanently. You know what I mean? It's like it's a space, but that's just because of misunderstanding. You can bring that back together as one. So you call him. Don't wait for him to call you. You call him and say, you know, let's talk. You know, we've come too far to,
right.
to let this relationship go. And it's true. I mean, I know you know
right.
that. I know it. I can feel it. But, yeah, just tell him you've come too far. Let's sit down and talk. And, you know, just apologize to each other. You know, no matter
okay.
who was wrong or right, hey, forgive me.
Uh-huh.
Let's move on. And that was that. And it was just a bad time, you know, of the year and Mercury retrograde and new moon, full moon, blue, blue, blue. So now let's get back to one. Yeah, let's get back to one as it should be between us.
Oh, and we're moving forward in a positive direction, so.
Mm-hmm. He'll have a surprise for you the middle of the month. So you call him.
Really?
Yep. I'm not going to tell you because it's a surprise, but he will have a surprise
okay.
for you the middle of January, around the 15th
okay.
or 16th, somewhere 15th, 16th, or 17th, in those 3 days. So remember that.
I will. Oh, thank you, ladies, and happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
I shall. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The block number. Dennis, the block number is okay. The lady's in the chat room with me, so you can go ahead and answer it. She's on Skype.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Speaking to Dee.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Who's this?
Dee, D-E-E.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing today, young lady?
I am doing wonderful. It's the new year, and I'm so glad Mercury retrograde is over. My goodness.
Amen, sister.
I'm just like, tomorrow's
me and you and about 10 million other people.
I know. I'm like, oh, tomorrow's a new day. So, yeah, I'm glad it's over with. Now, my question is, I'm trying to see how to kind of word it. What do you see as far as career intertwined with finance for this year?
Okay. Are you starting your own business, Dee, or?
No, actually, I'm on a contract, and I don't know, you know, if they will extend it. But in the meantime, I'm sending out my resumes like crazy, so.
Okay.
I'm picking up you're going to get another contract.
With the same company or another company?
A different company.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nina. You got it. Go with it.
That's all I'm getting.
Okay. Is this contract going to begin this month or next month? Now I'm asking for.
Okay.
March.
In March, okay. Okay. I just got the number $10,000. I don't know what that means, Dee, but they're showing me the money sign and $10,000. So
okay,
this
so
contract,
you know,
in March is a big
or,
one.
Okay,
it's
so
a big one.
So I was going to say, oh, is it an increase or is it a decrease?
No. It's a big one because they're showing me $10,000. So that's good. And it's like this $10,000 is within a 90-day period. That's a good money. Yeah, it's within a 90-day period. It might get extended. I'm not for sure. They're telling me it's a possibility that it could be extended. But the $10,000 is within 90 days. So March, April, May, those 3 months, you will make that money.
So,
or you'll earn that money, the $10,000, yeah.
So are they going to, I know Nina said a new contract, but you're talking about extended. So you're referring to the contract that I'm on now? Or you see
No.
Contract
they're showing
coming
me the
in
March.
March.
Yeah, they're showing me in March.
Okay.
Yep, that's where I saw the $10,000, but they're telling me 90 days. So it's not a long contract, but the money is good. It'll help you till you get to the next one. Yeah.
Makes sense. So you're saying it's a 90 days because usually they have like a 3 month, 6 months, a year, you know, something along that line. So it makes sense. And actually, I'd sent an email, and I think Nina passed it on to you, for me to have a reading. This was last year sometime, but I never get a response.
Oh, my God. Did you pay for a reading?
Say that again.
No, Lennon sent me an email, and I passed the email on to you.
Oh,
like
my
she
God.
Because she had sent me an email, and she said, well, I'm going to pass this on to Lennon. I never heard from you.
Oh, my God. Indeed, did you pay? Oh, I'm sorry. Had you paid for a reading?
No, because I was trying to coordinate it. So
I didn't hear back anything.
So, yeah.
Well, listen, what I need you to do now, if you would, in the chat room, You can go into a private chat. Give Nina your phone number, and after the show, I will call you back, and we'll set up
and
a reading.
And we can coordinate.
How's that?
That sounds good. That's good.
Okay.
That
yeah.
Good.
So,
okay,
yeah,
I will do that.
But wait, before
okay,
you go, I
thank
need to
you.
Tell you this. The angels are telling me to tell you this. In September, you're going to be on a permanent contract. It'll take you through to 2018. And it looks
ooh,
like through
awesome.
April, from September to April 2018. So just write that down and or notate it like they say, click the back of your mind. But they're telling me that right now, so I'm passing it on to you as they're speaking.
Okay, so that's going to be a longer contract from September to April.
Yeah,
so
they're
the
showing
contract.
Me in September, whoever that you, the contract you get in September, it will take you through April of 2018.
Of 2018. Okay, awesome. Awesome,
okay.
Thank you, and I will reach out to you in the chat. Thank you.
Yes, get in touch with Nina. Okay, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week. All right.
You too, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Area code 305, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, happy Maria.
New year.
Happy New
Hi.
Year to you too, young lady. How are you?
I'm doing great. This new year has been good so far. So.
Amen. Good for you, sister. Glad to hear that. Very good.
Yeah. Well, and my question has to do with love, of course. And just what do you see for me for like the next 6 months, or actually the first 6 months of this year?
Okay. Why am I getting Nagatot? Where is Nagatot? I've heard of that. Nagatot. Where is that? Connecticut? That's strange. You're telling me Nagatot. I think that's, I don't know. If anybody's listening might know. I think that's maybe Connecticut? I don't know. Boston? I don't know. But anyway. Okay, I'm asking about your love life, but the first word they said, Nagatok, so, like, it's a city. Were you thinking about moving or anything?
No. But I've been thinking about going on vacation to Boston.
And now it unfolds. So that means that you're going to meet somebody while you're on vacation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, this guy's a retired athlete. You are.
Okay.
You're going to meet somebody while you're on vacation in Boston. He's a retired athlete. Early 50s.
Okay.
Very established. Foundation, of course. Single. And he's known. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a known gentleman. Let's see what else. I see you two in a car traveling. Where are you going? He's talking.
Don't know, but
he's laughing.
I like road trips. I do like road trips.
Okay, yeah. I see you two traveling. They're not showing me where you're going, but, I mean, it's good because I see him, as he's driving, he's talking to you and he's laughing. You know, you both are in a good mood. But they're not showing
good.
Me where you're going to. Okay. Well, let me ask, where are you going to meet him at? A gathering. You're going to meet him at a gathering?
A gathering?
Yeah. There's people there that you know, or a person or two that you know. He knows a lot of people there. Maybe it's an event.
Wow.
Maybe it's an event. But I see, like, tables. I'm seeing food. I'm seeing candles, plates, and stuff on the table. So it's a eating. Maybe, like, somebody giving a speech. or something, but it's informal. It's not a formal gathering. It's informal, but there's quite a few people there. You get invited. I think a friend or a relative, a cousin, or somebody invites you to this, has tickets for it, and this is how you meet this gentleman. He's not one of the people on the dais, but you do meet him. Yeah, because I see afterwards, like, people are mingling. Now I see you, and you're introduced to him. Okay, so that's where it's going to be when you take your vacation.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
are you seeing any more, Nina?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, that's what I see. This guy's coming up. Like I said, he's a retired athlete that's known. And it's at some event where you're eating, so you know that, and there's people speaking, keynote speaker now they're telling me. But it's a friend or a cousin that invites you and has tickets. But for whatever reason, I don't know how, but afterwards I see you being introduced to him, and then it just goes from there.
Lana?
After the introduction. Yes, ma'am.
I have word from the chat room that Nagatok is in Connecticut.
Oh, I was right. Okay. Okay,
yes.
Well, maybe this man is from Connecticut, and he's down in Boston for this event. How about that?
Maybe so, because they're real close by, I think. Boston and Connecticut is pretty close. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe this is where he's from. That's maybe why I got that Nagatok. All right, Maria, you know to give us a call back and let us know what transpires. This should be coming up, if not by the end of this month, by the 1st of February. That's the time frame I'm getting. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Whenever you take your vacation.
Huh?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm thinking of going in March, but, you know, who knows? Maybe I meet him before. Who knows? Maybe he travels. God knows.
Yep.
But
I
will
let you know. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Things can change. All right. Well, Maria, you have a good day, and thanks for calling, young lady.
Thank you, too. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there to assist. One question per caller, please. And if you have validation, we want to hear. Let us know that, too. Okay. Next caller, area code 402. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Well, hello. This is Diane. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Diane. How are
Thank
you doing,
Thank you very
lady?
Much for taking my telephone call today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Well, my question involves my relationship with Brian. It's very recently moved from friendship to romance, and I was wondering what you see regarding this relationship in 2017, how serious it might get, really just any impressions you get about my relationship with Brian.
Well, I'll tell you this. Right away they told me, Brian thinks you're a kick in the butt. He really likes you. He thinks you're a kick in the butt. That, you know, like a real pip. You can make him laugh, make him think, and he just enjoys it. I'll put it like this. He enjoys your personality very much. Okay. Okay. Now we're... And Brian. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. You can have a long-term relationship. You got to be a little patient with him now. Sometimes he kind of goes off half-cocked, but that's okay. That's just him, who Brian is. But just have a little patience with him, and the relationship can work out for the best. He's actually looking forward to this year being with you all year, not just a part-time thing, but, you know, a full relationship. Get to know each side of the family, friends, relatives, and so forth. So, yeah, he's looking forward to it. He feels with you right now that this could be something permanent. He can. So I'm just asking you to be patient with him. You know, communicate, You know, number one, communication and understanding is most important, because I don't want you to pounce on him if he says something out the side of his mouth and you're like, what? No, you know, just understand, this is him. Okay, you know, why do you feel that way, or why did you say that? And it'll be okay, but yeah.
Do you see him ever having an interest in getting married again?
Yep.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Nina and I both said yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's
right
looking
now,
at you for the long haul.
Strong on more of a long-term relationship, but not marriage. But we can always change our mind. That's why I wondered if you saw him eventually getting around to marriage.
Yeah, it will happen. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. I told you, he's in for the long haul, girl. He ain't about to let you go.
Really? Okay. Well, it took us a while to get just to the romance part.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know what? Friends first is the best thing. Because from friends, then everything else can evolve, right? But if you start out with sex first, it's a done deal. But if you start out as friends, getting to know each other and, you know, what's your differences, what's your compatibilities, it just grows from there to other things. So, yeah, you're on the right path. Don't deter from it, Diane.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of fond of him, too.
Okay. Well, he likes you a lot, so believe that. He does. He likes you a lot. Like I said, he's in for the long haul for a long-term relationship, which will end, as Nina and I both said, yes, marriages down the road.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, because Nina and I both see it, congratulations. Okay?
Oh, the marriage?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
I'll
update you on that when the time comes, if you'd like.
Oh, well, please do. Send us an invitation. We'll send
you
a gift.
Okay, you got it. Blessings
right,
to you
thank
both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You bet. Same to you.
Okay. Next caller, area code 646. You're on the line with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. Doing terrific. Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year's to you, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. I always get you guys confused. Okay.
Remember, Nina's Sunday. I'm Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Although
oh,
she's starting to come
okay.
over a little bit.
Oh. Okay. So I have a quick question that's been on my mind. Okay. So I'm in the process of applying to grad school. And I completed a document that I wanted to have edited and revised. So I have a coach. I have a writing coach just to go, not to change my story or anything, but just to kind of turn the paper into an A. So we got into a little tiff on Friday, but I do want to apologize to her. And I'm wondering, once I send her the email tomorrow, will she do the job or will I have to find someone else?
What's your first name?
Stacy.
Stacy and Stacy.
And
I love
her first
it.
Name starts with the her first, oh, her first name starts with the J, the letter J.
Oh,
her name is actually Jenny. No, Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Oh, I thought you said Stacy.
Yeah, so
okay,
she's
Jenny.
A writer.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I misheard what you said.
Okay. Jenny.
She might. I don't know. But, you know, if not, then I can go to, there's another lady that I can go along with.
No, Jenny will help you. That's
she,
what
oh,
I feel.
Okay.
What do you feel, Nina? Yes. I feel like she'll help you.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same. She'll answer your email as soon as you send it.
Okay, there you
I
go.
I want her to because, yeah, I do kind of feel bad, but I was just under so much pressure and so much stress. That, I mean, I understood everything she was stating, but I was just under a lot of stress, and we kind of lost a little bit of communication, So what I'm going to do is get the email. I'll get her email out to her tomorrow morning, number one. But number two, now, far as the rate, do you see her charging me more than $250? I don't really care what she – I kind of care what she charged. I'm not rich or anything, but she's explaining to me now that her price is starting at $250. And that's what she wants. I'll give it to her. Just said I have to get this paper in.
Nina?
Or she's going to want more.
Nina, what are you picking up? Nina?
I'm not picking up anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not either, not on the price. That's why I'm asking you, because I'm not picking up anything on the money.
Okay,
so
but
I can't say yay or nay about it, yeah.
Okay,
but I do
but
see her helping you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get that email out to her tomorrow morning. And by the way, I am a Leo, so everything kind of set back for me within the last past week or two.
Oh, okay. Well, now things are going to transfer to go forward now. Like I said, all nine planets are direct for 7 days. So
okay.
Everything going forward is going to be good. And also,
oh.
your apologizing is a humble fact, and it's acceptable.
Okay.
And so that alone will get her to, you know, help you quickly.
Okay. Because we got into it. She says, oh, don't email me today. So I kind of said, okay, let me just wait until the new moon, which will begin, what, tomorrow? I'll just wait until the new moon to send her an email and then hopefully get everything underway.
Well, yeah, and we're out of Mercury retrograde, too. So now communication mm-hmm. will be more forward and clear, with clarity.
Okay.
So you're correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right.
Okay, I feel a lot better. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 216, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing, young lady? And Happy New Year to you.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you guys, too, and happy birthday.
Thank you. So what's on your mind today, young lady?
Well, I'm young, and I just want to know about love this year, if it'll happen or not. I'm feeling a little single out because all my friends are getting married and having babies, and I'm, like, the only one. That's like a bump on the log.
No. Did you ever think that maybe you could be special for other purposes than to just jump up and get married and have kids? Come
well,
on now.
I
know you got purpose, that girl,
God
for
is. Yeah, I kind of figure God knows what he's doing, too.
Yeah, it just may not be the time. You might have greater things that are going to happen for you where people that have kids in a marriage can't do, you can do. And then later
yeah.
on, you know, that'll come about. So, no, don't ever feel bad. Just bless them and be happy and just think that one day it'll happen for you. But right now, something greater is going to happen for you. The doors are opening. So, yeah. Don't feel bad about that. Nope. Because, you know, sometimes people are envy you. You can get up and go on vacation, and they got to get a babysitter, child care, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I can
yeah.
go. Where are we going? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good. Okay, love life. Let's see. Tracy and love life. I'm getting March. Maybe toward the end of February, but March. You're a little picky about what you're looking
Very.
For in a gentleman.
Very.
And that's okay. You know, that's okay. Because you don't want to settle. You want the very best, right?
Yes.
You want to be loved as well as love somebody else. So you don't
want
to settle.
And it's not
anything.
About looks. I just want someone I can get along with.
Right. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. That's right.
Yes.
I'm picking up March. And I'm seeing a dark gentleman. He's tall, chocolate, beautiful skin. He's got some really pretty skin for a man. Wow. Gorgeous skin. He's in a suit. What else, angels? Tall. They're saying like 6'5". My God. It's a tall fella.
I like him tall.
Yeah. He's nice looking. He's a nice looking gentleman. He's got beautiful skin. It's almost like when you first see him, that's the first thing that stands out. Like, my God, you have gorgeous skin. How are you going to meet this guy? Come on, Angel.
Yeah. That I want to know, too.
You're going to be introduced by a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you why. This guy knows your girlfriend. Just, you know, passing friends. They're not like, you know, tight friends. But anyway, he has mentioned this to a few people that he's looking for a relationship as well. And so she introduces you, you and her together. I don't know where you meet him at, but she introduces you to him. And that's the beginning. Now, after that, I don't know. They're not showing me. But that's the beginning. So, but it's
okay.
Not till March. So I don't know. Maybe he happens to run into her, or maybe another friend or something, and they just get to talking.
I'm kind of wondering because I'm in a wedding and I've yet to meet the groomsman that I'm walking down the aisle with.
Oh.
And we're supposed to meet about the end of March because the bride, I mean the end of February because it's the bride's birthday, so she's having a birthday bash with all the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. So, wow. That's going to be interesting. And I will call back to confirm it.
Now the story unfolds. Synchronicity, girl. Synchronicity. Okay. That's validation. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you may be walking down the aisle for somebody else and turn around and be walking down the aisle for yourself.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Thank you, Lynn,
well,
for taking my call.
You're most welcome. And, hey, enjoy the wedding. Look here.
I will be giving you guys a call back to let you guys know what happened. Thank you.
Okay, Tracy, and have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. How are you, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay.
I was just calling regarding my love life. I just wanted to ask you if you see things improving and moving forward with the man in my life. His name is Jeff.
Okay. Whoa, I got a little bit of a headache on my forehead on the right-hand side. Jeff, what's up with you? He's confused on what is it that you want from him, or what is it that you want in this relationship.
He's
a little reluctant and cautious. I see him kind of standing back a little bit. He's not understanding the clarity of this relationship or what you want out of him. Nina, are you picking up anything on Jeff?
No, I'm not.
I feel a hesitancy with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he's looking for clarity. That's what I'm getting. His hesitancy is he's looking for clarity from you, Victoria, what you want or, you know, I'm not going to say need, but what you desire out of a relationship with him. He's being cautious. So what I'm going to tell you is communication with understanding. Maybe sit down and tell him from your heart how you feel and what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now, do you
go ahead.
Do you feel that he, you know, like what do you know, like what he wants from me, like, or what he sees, how he's viewing me? I know you said that he's kind of confused at where I'm coming from.
Well, you know what? He's a Jeff is the type of guy, he'll go with the flow. So
mm-hmm.
if you explain things to him, he'll go with the flow. That's not a problem. He just needs to have a good understanding. But, yeah, from you, he'll go with the flow. If this is what you desire or what you're looking for, he will work with you to attain that. He will.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a little cautious.
Yeah.
A little cautious.
It's odd because I thought, like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, I thought I made it kind of clear, but maybe I wasn't.
Now, you got to understand, Victoria, the way we communicate as women and the way men
mm-hmm.
communicate and understand are two different ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes,
okay.
That's true.
So sometimes you have to say, like, did you understand what I meant, or do you need more clarity, or, you know, did that upset you maybe because you didn't understand what I was saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for you, what you're saying, yes, but for him, you know, men take things different ways than we do. Because
mm-hmm.
we're more on the emotional basis. They're more like straight ahead type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't see anything bad. I'm not picking up anything bad on Jeff. All I see
right.
is just caution and understanding. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And clarity. So,
yeah.
yeah.
Now,
but
do you think he'll...
Listen, communication is understanding. Go ahead.
Do you think he's that he'll reach out to me regarding all of this? Because we actually haven't spoken the last couple weeks now. Because I actually had asked him, because he kind of distanced himself from me, so I kind of confronted him about that. And, you know, I told him, like, that I care for him and how I want things to work out. And I asked him if he wanted the same thing as me. And he said, I do not. So yeah.
You know,
we
Jeff is
spoken.
Scarred because he was hurt before. You know that, right? And
sure, yeah.
He hopefully talked to you about, okay, so he does have battle scars.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that. He does have battle
yeah.
scars. And that,
yeah.
too, gives him a hesitancy in a
yeah.
relationship.
And he probably, like, by me asking him that, I probably put, like, pressure. Like,
yeah,
saying,
you know,
do you want the same thing?
Right. You know, I would call him and have a conversation and tell him, is, you know, can you guys just do, like, you know, day by day when you see each other, you know, whether it's once a week or three times a week, and just kind of take it day by day and see how things go. And if he felt like you were putting pressure on you, pressure on him, that was not your intent. Your
right.
intent was
clarify
just to
that.
Get an understanding of our relationship. And he might have misunderstood that. You know, like I said,
right.
the man got battle scars. So,
yeah,
have a conversation with him. You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It might turn out to be quite polite and communicative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's, like, waiting? Do you think he's, like, waiting for me to kind of communicate with him? Because he's the one who backed away from me.
Well, he's curious.
So,
yes. In
mm-hmm.
his frame of mind right now, I can feel it. He's curious.
Yeah.
So you give him a call. Yeah. You
yeah.
make the effort.
And just one last thing. Another thing between us that's kind of made things hard is that last January he took a job promotion and moved to California, and I'm in Connecticut. So that's been another thing that's kind of been difficult for us. I visited him this past August, and then he came here for a visit, so we got to see each other, but of course, you know, it's hard with the distance. So I wonder if he would move back.
No.
He told me...
No, he's not moving back, Victoria.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. very clear. He's not moving back.
Hmm.
Yeah, you would have to move out there.
Yeah, not for a long time. He's not.
Yeah,
he's really not ready for a really serious relationship.
Well, you know, you can always maintain the friend status, fly back and forth to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. Like I said, the man got battle scars.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah,
we talked
about visiting each other. And, you know, I actually asked him if he thinks about moving back, and he said yeah. So I guess, you know, that's still, that could possibly change. It's probably something not decided at this point in time, of course, but.
You know he went to the other side of the country to get away, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought
you knew that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting, and Nina said he's not moving. Did you see anything else for Victoria, Nina?
No, all I see is he's not moving. They're telling me he's not moving. He's not ready for serious relationship. Friendship he's looking for, but nothing else.
Well, there you go, Victoria. Be his friend. Be his friend. Love him from a distance. And be his friend, because you never know how it will turn out, right?
Right.
Okay, all you can do is try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Victoria. Sorry we didn't have better news for you. Have a good week.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. At phone number is 646-727-2914. That number is 646-727-2914. We've got four lines open. You're more than welcome to call in. We're just here and anxious to help and just all kind of love and happiness. It's feeling good. So anyway, do call in. And the chat room is open. You know Miss Nina's in there to help you. Okay. All righty. Next caller, area code 404. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Namaste. This is my first time calling. It's Lolita. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Lolita. Welcome to the show, young lady. Doing great.
Thank you.
Happy New
Year
to you. Same
to you. Same to you. Awesome year to start off with. I guess, sorry, was your birthday today?
No,
Friday. The 30th? Or
13th.
No, this past Friday. Oh, the
Friday.
Okay.
The 13th coming up.
Ah, well, happy early birthday. Mine was just on December 30th, so we couldn't ask
for a
better.
Oh, you're a Capricorn, too? Well, hello, sister
yeah.
in my lodge.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for any better alignment at this moment. Mercury retrograde, new moon in Cap on Friday, about to end. So, you know, it's awesome. Bracing the storm here.
Yep. Amen.
So
what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Well, just like I opened up an ice cream shop about 7 months ago, and we'd like to see when you see it, you know, flowing through, like more increasing, more abundance. The store was built on helping people with their spirituality. And that's what we've been doing so far, and wanted to see if you see when the tables are turned since of the weather and stuff like that.
In the spring, I see you bouncing all over the place, but let me turn this to Nina. Nina, what are you picking up?
I picked up April.
I did too. Shut up. So did I, Nina. I picked up April because I saw her bouncing. It was so much... how do I want to say it? Customers or people that she's helping that she's bouncing, there's so many. It's like, whoa, I'm over here. Ooh, I got to go there. No, I got to go over here. You're so busy. You're just all over the place. That's how good
okay.
it is.
Well, will the universe provide enough to at least cover the bills for the first 3 months based on the customers?
Yes, but you need to do some advertising.
Lolita, yep, that's already there.
Okay. just do some advertising. And let me tell you, put pamphlets out not only in coffee shops or not pamphlets, but, you know, flyers. There you go. That's what I want to say, because you don't want to spend a lot of money on advertising. Flyers in coffee shops, churches, believe it or not, and even corporations, believe it or not. They're showing me three things, coffee shops, churches, and corporations.
Okay, I actually am partnered up with a coffee shop right now as we speak, so that's okay, we're working. We just talked the other day about increasing, you know, co-marketing together, so we're working on that right now. I've advertised in a movie theater. I partner up with a movie theater that's already out there. I thought that would bring in a lot more customers, but it hasn't really drawn in the traffic. But a young gentleman came in, and he worked at this movie theater across the street from me, and he was thinking about asked me if I should move the banner down. So if they move the banner down a little bit to the side, do you think that's going to increase the awareness?
They're not telling me anything on that.
Okay. Well, I'm work not, on the other two.
But wait, let me tell you about the flyers, what they're showing me. I see two teenagers, and they've got stacks of these flyers, and they're just blanketing different areas of not only the neighborhood but the community, where they're just going around and giving everybody a flyer to know about your business. But I also see them, too, not only that, but, like, somebody's in a car. I see these two boys in the back, in the, sitting in the back seat, and they're going to coffee shops, thrift shops, churches. I see them community buildings at the churches, whatever that is the churches have attached to them. And I see them handing out flyers. But it's like, wow, it really boosts your business with these two kids handing out the flyers. But that's what they're showing me. But they're just blanketing the area. And, I mean, that just boosts your business like no way. I mean, not okay. No way, but every way. Yeah. So the theater,
okay.
I'm not picking up anything about your collaboration with them. I'm sorry, that's not coming through for a theater. Like I said,
that's
I got
fine.
Coffee shops, churches, corporations. So, yeah. So if you can, get flyers out and get a couple of kids, you know, pay them a couple of bucks and go around and do this, it will boost your business highly. It will. Because people that didn't even hear about you or might have heard of you now have a flyer in front of them. It's like, oh, okay, you know, let's check it out. You know, or maybe they might put it in the window of their business or on their bulletin board inside the business. Oh, now they're telling me Safeway. Ha, 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 ha. I don't know why I'm getting grocery stores now. They're saying Safeway, Safeway.
Well,
anyway,
then
the
let
grocery stores, too. I'm sorry?
Well, it's interesting that you said that because I'm in the Walmart neighborhood shopping center and they're closing down. So do you see another replacement coming in after the Walmart leaving?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
That's too bad. You know what? Macy's is closing a lot of their stores and Sears will be starting in March. That's something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think Macy's closing 25 of their stores. Okay. Well, I wish you the very best, and do think about that with the flyers, though. I'm serious. I saw those kids, and it just boosted your sales, your company.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
all right.
We did that in the beginning, and then we stopped. And then in the wintertime, I do a lot of mailers. So that's what we've been working on at this moment is the mailers. So.
All right. Very good. Oh. Very good.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, you guys.
Woman. You're my Capricorn. We about business. All right. Well, you know what? I wish you the very best this year, and congratulations on your business, and I know that you're going to do extremely well. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, you guys. All right. Love and light. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Okay. Next caller, area code 708. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi.
Is this Tiff? Tiffany,
Happy New Year.
How are you doing, young lady? God bless.
I'm doing all right. Starting classes next week. I hope everything goes well.
Okay. What are you working on, a master's program
and, like,
or something?
20-something years. No, I'm just taking classes because the school offers them for free to people who work there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So how do you think that's going to turn out? I think it's like a couple of hundred in books and supplies just for one class.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah, and that's with the class being free. I still have to pay for the books, but.
Oh, always for the materials. Yeah, I've done that when I was working. Yeah, you always have to pay for your materials. I see it going good. I don't see any problems. You, Nina? I don't see any problems for her.
No, Tiffany isn't going to have any problems. What else is up, Tiff?
What else is up?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Too much drama to say out loud.
Okay.
Drama,
but...
You know
drama
me, don't pick up
really,
on it. You were close.
Yeah, it got really, 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 really heavy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Very complicated and very detailed, and it went in several different directions you would not believe it went in. So.
What? It's all going to get straight around to
me. It's going to get pretty what? Am I breaking up or are you?
You are.
I know. Nina, sound like you're breaking up.
No, it's Tiffany's phone.
Oh, okay.
You are going to have a good year this year.
Okay.
See a whole
so should
lot.
I,
it is.
Should
a
I give
lot.
Up on that whole search for someone and just focus on classes or get myself a hobby or volunteer somewhere? Because it seems like that other aspect of my life is not going to happen.
Well, I think you should just go ahead with your life and not worry about it, because once you do that, something will happen.
Okay.
Tiffany,
okay.
This is a week, too. Come on, whatever that you want to come about, pray about it, because, like I said early in the show, all nine planets are direct for 7 days. This only happens so many hundreds of years. So this seven-day period, any new beginning or something that you want to make sure that it goes through beautifully with no problem and everything works out fine, this is the week. This is the week for it to happen. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I've got what I want in order. I know last time I talked to you, Linus, you said to think about myself and not put so much effort into helping others because, you know, people only improve when they want to improve. But
right.
I most recently discovered, well, I'm kind of assuming that he has some underlying mental issues, and they're kind of causing other issues, like unusual addictions to things. So you said, like, to back away from it so that I wouldn't absorb all of that negativity?
Yes.
I found some amethyst, and they said amethysts are good for addiction. So I was just going to give him the stone and ask him to carry it around with him to see if it would help. That way I don't have to be involved, but at least I tried to do something.
No.
So you think that's a... Okay.
No. Just stay away.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Because you could, fortunately, with contact, with the more contact you have with him, the more negativity is going to come your way.
Yeah. I just see him spiraling out of control, and
but that's,
when he spirals, people draw away from him, and nobody helps. So he's used to people abandoning him when he's at his lowest.
He has to learn to get on his and get to the place where he isn't.
You're breaking up. I missed all of that.
I said, you're going to have to just let him do this on his own.
He's going to have to figure things out on his own. You can't help him with this.
Does that mean the end of the friendship, too?
To be honest with you, I would have ended this friendship a long time ago.
Yeah, I've tried, which is why I sort of figured, that maybe I'm supposed to do something before I go.
It won't make a difference even if you did do it, because he wouldn't leave you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Whole another conversation going on. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to be across phones. So I can hear a whole another conversation.
Oh, yeah, or a TV in the background.
Yeah, there's something.
All better?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah, Tiff, he's just got to do things on his own. You can't help him anymore. You've already tried.
Okay.
And you've put in how, what, 2 years?
Almost.
Yeah, that's long enough. He hasn't learned yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, it's tough.
No, like I told Linus, I was like, it's like having a bad dog, and instead of taking them to training school, you just throw the whole dog out. And I kind of feel sorry for him because, like, he's pretty messed up in the head, I'm learning. And it's something that stemmed from childhood, I heard, but no one will tell me the details of what happened. And every time he messes up, he gets abandoned, which leaves him free to do the same things over and over again.
But
so
that's
I thought
by
it was something
choice.
I could...
No,
hmm?
That's by his choice. That's by his choice.
Yeah, he's the one that's messing up, and he should have learned by now. His choice is to not learn, and his choice is to not change things. He's happy the way he is. And it doesn't matter who's going to tell him. He's not going to change because he doesn't want to.
But he stands to lose a whole lot this time. It's a little different each time, but it's worse each time.
Well, and it's going to be.
Okay.
He's like an addict. He's got to hit, or, you know, alcoholic. You've got to hit rock bottom before you can climb your way up. He hasn't done that yet. And until he does that, and it has to be him, he's not going to change. And right now, he thinks it's everybody else's problem. So until he comes to the realization that it's his problem, he's not going to change. It doesn't matter what you do for him. He's just going to take advantage of you and go back to the way he is right now.
Okay.
I know it's a hard, hard lesson. And it's hard.
I understand I might not be able to teach the lesson, but
no.
I don't know. It's just the whole abandonment altogether. Like, okay, you've done wrong. I'm done with you forever. It's harsh.
Yeah, but how much hurt can you take?
It depends on how close I allow myself to get. And I want to stay at a far enough distance that I don't get hurt, but that I at least get to see any progress or growth.
Why?
Yeah, that's my question.
Because it's hard to see your friend spiraling towards rock bottom. And you know that's where they're headed. And you know if they live to tell the story, it's going to be pretty bad.
But if
okay.
He really...
Go ahead, Nina.
Is he really a friend?
I consider him so. He's got issues, but, I mean, your kids have issues. You don't throw them away. I just...
And the word was
I don't know.
Kid,
I don't...
not adult.
He's still kind of stuck.
Kid.
He's very immature. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, what comes down to... Tiffany, if you remain friends with him, you do it at your own risk. and the risk is of you getting hurt again. If you're going to be his friend, do it at a distance.
That was the whole plan of giving him the amethyst. So if I could do anything, even the minimum, which he doesn't believe in crystals and stones, then I could do it from a distance to say that I helped and then push the bird out the nest and let him fly on his own.
The amethyst isn't going to help him because he doesn't believe in it.
Well,
so
I told him a couple of weeks ago that the bad energy he was putting out was going to cause everything to come crashing down on him. And when it did this past week, he said it was because I put the words out there. But he couldn't take responsibility for putting the bad energy out there.
No, he won't.
Okay.
He needs to hit rock bottom and climb his own way out.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let me do one more call, Tiff, because we're about to close. We've got about 4 minutes. Let me do
okay.
one more call.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Always, honey, always. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's do one more call real quick. 404, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
I'm just still listening. I'm sorry.
That's what
okay.
Lita.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Thank you. Still got one more. Area code 901, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anna. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Anna.
How are you doing?
Fine, and you?
Do you have- Look at a couple of days in my week.
Okay. Let's see. Wednesday keeps popping up. I don't know what's going on Wednesday, but it's popping up, but it's not. Go ahead, Nina.
Great days for you, Anna.
Okay.
Wednesday, there's going to be a little bit of an argument. Now, I'm not sure who the argument is with. It could be your daughter.
Okay.
Thursday, everything will be fine. Whatever happened on Wednesday will be over and done with. And I see you having a great weekend next weekend.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, all right.
Lennox,
yeah, I saw the latter part of the week fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, Anna, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
yes.
to you ladies as well. Thank you so
happy
much.
Happy New Year. Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We're right down to the wire. Again, Happy New Year. Thank you again for all the birthday wishes. I appreciate it. Don't forget, if you go to theessenceofsuccess.com, you can get a private reading anytime, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, Pacific time. We are available. Also, you can go into the website, go to horoscopes if you want to go back and read about January 27th horoscopes, the outline, as well as the different signs. What else? Wednesday will be on at 6 o'clock. We're back and in effect. Thursday is the gospel show at 10 a.m. in the morning. And Friday is Friday traffic jams. You know, I'll be bringing the music so we can party into the weekend. You know what time it is. And, again, thank the people from around the world in the chat room and on the phone that joined us today. And, Nina, I'm going to let you take us out.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for joining me in the chat room this afternoon. Thank you very much. I had a few new people in there. It was very nice to meet you, and I enjoyed talking to you. Happy New Year to all of you. Remember, the numerology for 2017 means a new beginning. So keep that in mind this year. New beginnings, any new starts you want in your life, put them forward and concentrate on them. Remember, always be positive, and positive will happen for you. No negative. Thank you all. Love you. Love you, Lennox. Thank you. Great show, everyone.
Love you, too. And remember that, everybody. If no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. Okay? And thank you again.